This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain's foreign secretary has said that its halting arms exports to Israel is not a wise path and would only strengthen Hamas. Asked whether the UK would have followed the U.S. in threatening to cut the supply of offensive weapons to Israel, it carried out an attack on Rafah. Foreign Secretary David Cameron said that Britain supplies only a very small amount of Israel's weapons. He says arms sales licenses can be withdrawn if it's judged there's a serious risk of serious international human rights violation. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken delivered some of the Biden administration's strongest public criticism yet of Israel's conduct at the war in Gaza. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
America's top diplomat said in two television interviews on Sunday, Israeli tactics have meant, quote, a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, but have failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive a lasting insurgency. He underscored the United States believes Israeli forces should, quote, get out of Gaza, but he also said he is waiting to see credible plans from Israel for security and governance in the territory after the war. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
While Russia works to spread out Ukrainian frontline positions, Kyiv recently secured an outpouring of financial material commitment from Western partners.
A recent Ukrainian attack at an oil depot in Russian-occupied Luhansk led to 18 separate fires, 3 deaths, and 8 injuries that the Moscow-appointed regional figurehead blamed on advanced U.S.-supplied missile systems. The BBC reports at least 50,000 dead Russian soldiers so far in Moscow's invasion.